Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't we just love it? The Bones on Good Day. I've said this 100, maybe 400, I don't know how many times I've said this on the air over the years. This song was released on this date in 1965, and it went straight to number one and stayed there for 4 weeks. The Rolling Stones, who took their name from a Muddy Waters song, number one on the charts with this song for the first time. Satisfaction. Then they had other number one songs: Ruby Tuesday, Honky Tonk Women, Angie, Miss You, Painted Black, Get Off My Cloud, Brown Sugar, and the list goes on and on and on. For Jagger and Keith Richards and Brian Jones and Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, Mick Taylor, Ron Wood, they all got the Lifetime Achievement Award, the Grammy Award, on this date, 1986. So into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame they went also in 1989. This is considered by a lot of people to be the Stones' signature tune. I love the beginning. That's what I started to say. There's nothing better for a disc jockey than to have something like this song. Rich, you go back to the beginning of it.
I said it, yeah, because I noticed you can actually talk this one up.
I can't tell you how long the intro is. I used to know. I think it's 18 seconds.
But whatever, you just feel it in your head. All right, so let's hit the post there.
All right, here we go, yeah. And then there's Keith Richards announcing he's going to release a brand new solo album this year. It does not have this song in it. Here we go, Richie. A little short.
Been a while.
Okay, so Keith Richards, the wonder, what is he, the eighth wonder of the world? The wonder is, how is he still alive?
No kidding.
Never mind announcing that he's got a new album titled Cross-Eyed Heart. He'll have 15 songs, reggae, blues, rock, country. The first single called Trouble will be released next week, Kenny. It looks like next Friday. So what is there about records and stuff, albums being released on Friday? Didn't I see something floating around about a focus on getting music released on Fridays?
What you used to know as New Music Tuesday is now going to be New Music Friday, because the organization that covers... Let me see it here. The organization that that covers all of the world's record labels.
Yeah.
What is it? IFPA?
It's RAII.
No. That's the United States. It's the International Federation of Phonographic Industry, IFPI.
Whoever it is.
They represent 1,300 record labels. So what's been happening is, you know, the United States in 1985 or 6, all of their record companies decided, okay, it's not fair for the bigger stores to get theirs on Monday afternoon and be able to start selling them, and then the other record stores get them on Tuesday morning and they get the jump on them. So they all said, okay, you cannot release anything until Tuesday morning. That's when everybody can release their records. Well, in Germany, it was on Fridays, in Australia it's on Wednesdays, and wherever it is around the world. Well, now everything is digital. And so let's say Australia releases their records on Friday and the United States doesn't release theirs until the following Tuesday. Well, somebody in Australia can get it, put it online, upload it, and creates all this piracy. So the IFPI and all of these record labels got together and they said, okay, we're going to create a world release day, and that day is going to be Fridays now. So it's going to be New Music Friday. So the only complaint here really is from the brick-and-mortar stores who used New Music Tuesday as a bump in their midweek sales.
Right.
They're saying, listen, we get plenty of customers on Fridays and Saturdays. It's the Tuesdays and Wednesdays when our the store is empty, and we needed this. But, you know, it's the world has spoken.
Congratulations to Taylor Swift, who has donated $50,000 to a young fan fighting cancer. This woman continues to amaze me because she's so smart about handling and so good-natured. Taylor Swift, congratulations. Story at DougStephan.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This quarterback was the 2002 NFL MVP when he led the Oakland Raiders to the Super Bowl. A four-time Pro Bowler, he threw for more than 28,000 yards and 180 touchdowns.
Fake to Crockett. Gannon lost to the end
So where is Rich Gannon now? Rich has been with the NFL on CBS since 2005 and has been doing games with Marv Albert on CBS since 2011. He supports research for celiac disease and autoimmune intestinal disorder that affects his daughter, Danielle. If you want to follow Rich on Twitter, he's at RichGannon12.
Gannon looking for the end zone. Here's a man. Touchdown.
Heck of a cannon from Rich Gannon. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The Minion.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Think Green. Glad to be with you. Recently, bees around the country have been found to be in rapid decline. Connected to global climate change, what used to be contained naturally now is taking over. UCLA biologist Tony Peralta.
Maybe there was a virus from Israel. There are hints of insecticides from nicotine.
Bee populations have fallen 70 to 90% across Earth. The phenomenon's been named CCD, or Colony Collapse Disorder. And global reports find bees are simply deserting their colonies, flying off and disappearing, with hives left full of food and honey. Even common beehive predators won't attack deserted hives. With this current 70 to 90% reduction in the world's bees, monitoring our own homemade pollution may help crops that require bee pollination.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.